Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
Now let's talk to the pride of Fort Smith, Arkansas, Jalen Williams.
Good morning, Jalen. How are you today?
I'm Jalen.
I'm good. How are you?
Listen, we're doing great. I got to tell you, this is our last call for the season, and I mean, it's just been a blast doing this with you. You've been professional all along the way. You had to juggle your dates a couple times just because of schedule and classes, but you've always been reliable, and you've done a great job. And I know Southern Floor Coatings is pleased to sponsor you. But I thought, besides basketball, I think you've done a great job with us this year. It's been a blast to have you on. Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. Thank you guys for having me. It's been fun.
So yeah. That's it. And we also remember that you weren't able to speak with us. You didn't want to speak with us today of the Gonzaga game. We understood completely. And thank you for that. Thank you for that big time because of what you guys did.
You guys had a great run.
Yes.
So 2 years of back-to-back for you, Jalen, Elite Eight. Just, was this season, I know it didn't finish the way you wanted to, but you have to be happy where the program sits right now.
Yeah, for sure. Coming into here, this is my goal. This is why my class wanted to come here, is just make Arkansas into a winning program. And I'm not going to say it's all of our, we're the reason we did it. Of course, Mus was the key component. He started everything. But just being a part of this and being part of what we wanted to do, it's been crazy.
A lot of talk, obviously, everybody, the momentum you've talked about. You'll always go down, Jalen, especially because you're a Fort Smith guy, you're an Arkansas guy. It's something about coming from out of state, which that's what I did when I played up there, but it's something else when you're here like Corliss or, you're Sidney Moncrief, that you're a local guy, and you've taken the program back to an elite level, which we hadn't seen in a while. So you're always going to be a part of this class, but it's crazy how now there's just the last week, Jalen, with the addition of Anthony Black in the class and the transfer from Missouri, the talk and the buzz with this basketball program is the biggest it's been since 1994, the national championship year.
Before Jalen was born.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. It's been crazy. Getting those three freshmen coming in, all three of them can play. And then, of course, there's still three more coming in with them, and those three can play also. Then Brazil from Missouri. It's actually funny. During the season, me and Devo used to always talk about him and be like if he got with the right program or was doing the right things, we thought that he was really good for him being a freshman. And it's crazy that he ended up here at Arkansas.
Jalen, speaking of Brazil, he kind of looks to me to be more like a stretch four. Is that accurate?
Yeah, for sure. He's super athletic, and he runs the court really good, and he's shown that he can shoot that three. So, yeah, I would say that he's a stretch four and really a small ball five, too.
Small ball
gotcha.
Five?
Gotcha. It's going to be fun to watch you and him play together next year, Jalen. If you want to break any news, I mean.
And then, I appreciate you bringing that, Justin, coming up. So if you could, Jay Will, let us know about you and JD so we can get a hold of y'all sponsors. We need to let them know right now so they can up you. You feel
for
me?
Next year.
You feel me?
Yeah, I don't know.
Jalen, listen.
We're picking.
Yeah, we're just having fun with you. What's crazy, Jalen, is that we talked about all the excitement that the Elite Eight run has been. Well, now all the buzz is asking, what's going to happen to Jalen? What's going to happen to JD?
Yeah.
I'm sure you get tired of that question on social media and all of it.
So tell us.
So is there a time period in your mind how far you want to go and before you go, hey, this is what my plans are? What's your sort of calendar for the process?
I'm still talking to my family, still talking to everybody that's close to me, and still trying to figure out what I'm going to do.
Yeah, so you don't really have – there's not a date or timeline that you're saying, hey, I want to make my decision by a certain – you just whenever you settle in on when the decision is, that's when you're going to do it. You don't have a particular date?
No, I don't have a date that I'm going to do.
Well,
you want to break it on the show? Just asking. We can FaceTime you. I mean then.
You know the great thing about it, Jalen. You gotta. And maybe it's hard because you're there. It's hard for you to appreciate. the fact that everybody's interested, everybody cares. You know, it's not like you're a guy that nobody cares about. Everybody
Absolutely.
Wants to hear your decision because, you know, who did we have on? Was it who was it? It was Oliver Miller, one of the great one of the great big men in the history of A, talking about how you loved your game, loves your smile.
Yep.
But it is a compliment, Jalen, that everybody. I know you get tired of being asked, but it's a compliment to what you've been able to do there at U of A.
Absolutely.
Yes, sir. Thank you. I'm just out there having fun and doing what I love. I'm at my home state, just playing basketball.
Yeah, man. We got to ask, since the Final Four this weekend, do you think Duke's going to win it all? Do you have a call in that of the four final teams?
I hope Duke wins it all.
Yeah, they were impressive. If you could just for a few seconds talk about that game and against Duke, and obviously it was in the row for you guys, but man, that's the best looking team I think everybody has said that we've seen all year.
Yeah, for sure. They had no weaknesses. Whoever was on the court, they were strong 1 through 5. They had great guards that could shoot the ball, they could dribble drive. They had, of course, Paolo, one of the best players in the country that they could go to in the second half, and he really is what sparked their run. And then their five-man, Mark Williams, he's really good, and he protected the rim. And when he got those little dump-off passes around the rim, he capitalized on them. And they're really just strong 1 through 5, no matter who was on the court. And then, of course, they have one of the greatest coaches of all time. Not to forget about him.
And I've watched them play. I don't know how many times you had the opportunity to watch them play, Jalen, throughout the year. I watched them play 5-6 games. They played their best against us, and you guys still hung right there with them, which is just a testament to how hard you guys played all year. I just want to say, as a lifelong Hog fan, man, thanks so much for being a Razorback and representing not only the University of Arkansas but the state of Arkansas in such a classy and great fashion, man.
Amen.
Your smile, you have a great future ahead of you, regardless of your decision, and that goes beyond basketball.
Yep, yep.
And it's been so fun to watch you in a Razorback uniform and. Just want to say thanks,
we
man. And if you could, maybe just speak on what it's meant to you, to be a Razorback.
Yeah. First off, thank you. And of course, we don't know if it's over yet, but.
Right. Yeah. No. And hopefully, I didn't allude to that. I didn't mean to. Yeah. If I did.
Yeah, just being here and being able to play for the state of Arkansas has been great. Just wearing that jersey, representing everybody that supports us, representing the state, has just been crazy. Growing up here, coming to the games, watching these players do the same thing and wanting to be in their shoes, and now I've been in their shoes. It's been amazing.
Well, it's been a great ride. Like I said, you hadn't missed a call all year. You were professional all the way there. It's been this NIL deal. We've had every great player on every team. We got them in baseball and softball now up there. It's been a blast, and we want to wish you the best.
Yeah, wait, before you go, I just got to ask you something, because it was the Duke game when you hit the ground. You hit the floor hard, right?
Did.
What happened there? How did you feel? Was the adrenaline still going? Because you hit it looked like your back hit straight on, Jalen.
No, my back was hurt for sure.
It was a hard fall. It was.
When I hit the ground, I didn't even know if the ball went in.
Dude, it rattled my teeth.
It was a great play.
I can only imagine what it did, but you got up, you persevered, and you kept on going because you were not coming out of that ball game. And that speaks to what Justin was talking about you putting on that uniform and doing it, and the love that you had for that uniform coming from Arkansas and going up there and doing that. So we thank you very much for what you've given us, Jalen. And we're going to be following your career, whether it's at the Razorbacks next year or whether it's with playing in the playoffs
and
against LeBron.
On, man,
absolutely.
Congrats on a great season.
Yeah. Man.
I mean, you and the team.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Thank you.
All right, well, Jalen, maybe we can talk down the road just to once the decision comes down, get you back on, let all the listeners down here in Central Arkansas know how you came up with your decision, that kind of thing. But we wish you the best, and thanks again for a great year.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.